Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, for our next item, might be of interest to anyone who's dreaming of swapping the Irish weather for the tropics of Australia and exploring life down under, because my next guest is a well-known radio presenter and content creator who decided he needed a change and took the opportunity to move to Australia last year with his partner, who's a nurse. Now, shortly before coming on air, I spoke with Luke O'Fallon, who's currently in Cairns doing his regional work for his two-year visa, and I began by asking him why he moved to Australia.
I took a bit of a break from radio. I did breakfast radio shows and bits and pieces like that, so I was taking a break anyway. And then my missus, who's a nurse, was sort of suggesting, you know, what are we going to do for this time? I'd love to do something different. So we heard there is a fortune to be made in Australia if you can get to the right place in the right career. So her being a nurse and in one of those areas that are in need over here, she wants to come over. And I said, yeah, sure, why not? I'll come over with you.
Okay. Now, is there a fortune to be made? When you arrive in Australia, how easy is it to get established, first of all?
Well, the first things first, everybody tells you that don't go to the major cities. Don't go to Melbourne. Don't go to Sydney. Do your 88 days first, which is the thing you have to do if you would like to get a second year visa. What a lot of people do is they go to the likes of Melbourne or Sydney, and it's beautiful and the weather is great and they spend a fortune and then realize halfway through the year, oh no, we have to do that whole 88 days thing.
So explain the 88 days.
To many people.
Some people who are uninitiated, let's say, won't understand that. What does the 88 days mean? What do you have to do?
It's a select club that a lot of Irish people are going to find themselves in. And it's certainly something I'm never going to forget. Essentially, you can come to Australia and work as you like for a year. But if you would like to come and stay for a second year and work, you have to complete 3 months of regional work before the year is out. And that regional work can be essentially about an hour outside any major city in Australia is considered regional. And then it's in the likes of hospitality, fishing, mining, farming, anything essentially that is sort of considered, you know, you're not a manager in a nice office. You know, you're out making coffees or you're out in the fields picking avocados or, you know, you're doing something with your hands.
A lot of people would think of maybe farm work or fruit picking or whatever. Is that what you're doing for the 88 days?
So these hands aren't made for fruit picking, I'm not going to lie to you. So I kind of knew that it wasn't something I wanted to do. So I gave a bit of a Google and realized that if you go far enough north, so above Cairns, actually a little below Cairns, you can go, you can work in hospitality. And that could be tourism. That can be working as a barman in a restaurant. And that's what I found myself doing, as long as you're above a certain position on in Australia. So those 88 days can be literally working in a bar.
Okay, really. So if you punch in 88 days, that's it, is it? Or is it hours worked?
So it changes depending on what you want to do. A lot of people just bite the bullet and do the farm work because it's up in early hours of the morning, 12-hour shift, sometimes 7 days a week. And that gets you a lot of hours. That gets you a lot of days and you're sorted. They do it quite quickly. Other people like myself who are working in hospitality, you have to get 38 hours in order for that to count as 7 days. Anything less than that is five, and you can find yourself working, you know, 5 days of the week, but it only counting as three. So,
okay. So it gets tricky, doesn't it? Because your partner is in healthcare, isn't she? She's a nurse, you say?
Yeah, she's in a hospital in Melbourne, in a children's hospital. So she is working away there. But the plan later on in the year is for her to do regional nursing work as well. And that's essentially literally working in a hospital in the middle of nowhere, but being paid a fair amount of money for a 6 week stint.
Okay. But here's the problem in terms of the practicality of arriving in Australia, certainly as a partner. You're up in Palm Cove in Cairns, you say, punching in your 88 days, and your partner is in Melbourne. So you're not together there.
No, and it was a decision we made, and I'll be honest, it was a mistake. And we both realized that. We can both laugh about it now. But at the time, you know, she really wanted to get some experience in the hospital, which is fair. And I had to do my regional work as well. So if you're a nurse, you don't have to do the 88 days. You just have to log a certain amount of hours nursing. So that's what a lot of Irish nurses end up doing. They just get their hours and then they might go somewhere else or whatever it is, and they can just get end of the year's visa as long as they get that hours in.
And
So I came up to do it.
It's costly, is it? You're both paying rent in different places.
Melbourne also has a rent crisis. So does Sydney, just like Dublin. So what we found is if we rented the other room we were in, we could half the cost. So that's what we're doing at the moment. So it's not that bad. And then the rent up here in Palm Cove is very little. I mean, I'm 11 hours drive from the top of Australia. And then if you look at it on the map, I'm right next to Papua New Guinea. It's really remote.
Okay. And it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, I suppose. You can look at it that way.
What's
the plan, Luke, then? What do you intend to do once this period of 88 days is over?
Oh, God. It's so funny you say that because I can't see that. I was in Cairns yesterday. I was looking at camera gear I couldn't afford. And I was chatting to a girl who served me a coffee. And I said, are you Irish? Yeah. She goes, yeah. And I said, how far have you left? She goes, this is my 87th day. And I was just sick. Oh, I was sick. I couldn't believe it. The plan after this is to go back for Melbourne, do a little bit more time there because it is a lovely city. And then we'll do the West Coast. So Perth. And up the West Coast because it's beautiful over that side.
Mm-hmm. Are you there to work or to enjoy it as a kind of a time out from Ireland, a bit of a holiday and an experience, or is it more serious than that?
Well, you nail it the head there. Yeah, it's a work and holiday visa. So it's not all about work and it's not all about the holiday. You'll run out of money very quickly if you don't work. Trust me, it's happened to a lot of my friends. And at the same time, there's a good chunk of work here if you can find it. I found the regional work because I combined my video stuff, my content stuff, with the bar experience. So that was my point of difference. But the plan essentially is to, you know, earn a nice chunk here, see out the year, get the second year, finish that, and come home and possibly put a deposit on a house.
Okay, yeah, so big aspirations. If somebody's listening to you and they say, I wouldn't mind Luke's experience, I wouldn't mind doing what he's doing, is there any advice? Mm-hmm. I mean, do you have to save a chunk of money before you go, or is there any advice you give to people?
100%, you want to save a chunk because you're going to get here, you're probably going to get here when the weather is good because you'll time it that way. And you'll just want to live, you know, you'll want to go out and experience these things because Dublin and Ireland, let's face it, is a little grey at the best of times, a lot going on there. Arrive with a good chunk of change, at least between 10 to 15K.
Can I ask you, when you talk to people from Ireland and Australia and they're thinking of coming back home, is there anything that kind of prevents them from doing so? Do they ever say, I'd love to come home, but?
Oh, look, I stick on the news. I mean, it's a tough time for people around this age group. We sort of feel, and I'm sure you get it all the time, you know, as a generation that's sort of been cheated a little bit. And we're all searching for something. We're searching for a different life, a different way, maybe to take advantage of the system. That's certainly what I'm trying to do. If I was to try and save and rent in Dublin, for instance, where I was living, I'd be there a long time trying to get out of the house. So I think everybody...
Is it high rents or the high cost of living that's preventing people from returning here?
Yeah, I think so. A lot of people talk about the vibe, you know. The vibe here is just better. You know, the mood here is better. There's something about being outside. Like, so there's a lot of things that make your quality of life higher here that Dublin and Ireland, that Ireland just doesn't have, to be blunt. So it's a nice experience. I just can't see myself specifically living here for the rest of my life.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're enjoying it, but I'm glad you're going to come home because we need you and the other Irish people back again with your ideas and your energy, no question about it. Luke O'Faelon, thanks a million for talking to us and the best of luck to you and your partner down under.